Our guest is somebody I've been dying to talk to. His name is Sadiam Shah. He's from Manhattan Mini Storage. And you guys have heard my whole saga about Manhattan Mini Storage, but now I finally have an expert who can come and help me and perhaps save my relationship. Sadiam, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much, Cooper, for having me.
Lately, I had a little bit of an issue and I kind of need your advice, okay?
Okay.
My boyfriend and I live together in a tiny apartment because it's New York City and that's just how everybody lives here. And I had a bunch of his summer stuff over the winter and I put it in a box and I was sure that I accidentally gave it to charity. I was sure I gave it to Goodwill or Housing Works or somewhere. I go up to Manhattan Mini, to my unit there, and I was like, please let it be there. And lo and behold, under all of these boxes, I found all of his summer stuff. So, like, you guys literally saved my relationship. I mean, he was like done with me after that. But the problem is, I'm very disorganized. It's like I got the storage unit to organize, but clearly, if my relationship was hanging in the balance, I'm very disorganized. So, help me. What can I do to be a better Manhattan Mini Storage patron?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it all starts simply with, just like you said, organizing, but really labeling. It's amazing how often I still see a storage unit packed with 100 boxes and literally it's 100 of the exact same size and color. And I'm always wondering, how are you going to go back and figure out where's that favorite t-shirt, that summer shirt you love so much? I would start with labeling the boxes. We also offer a lot of really cool shelving options for our customers. That's another good way to sort of keep things organized. And really, you want to just always allow yourself a little leeway instead of sort of making a Tetris game out of your storage unit, create some sort of little aisle space for yourself so that you can kind of wiggle between your things and really be able to pick out what you want. But I would definitely recommend some type of shelving. That goes a really long way, just organizing your space and in some sort of, not an odd way, but really think about it just the same way you try to organize your closet at home.
I didn't realize that shelving was an option. That actually sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, we actually offer the first shelving unit for our customers for free. So just, I'd really wish more people would take it because it really is just a lifesaver at times.
There's always the TV shows on A&E about people that, cut the locks off and then if the people haven't paid and they go in there and they find different things. If it's somebody that goes 4 months, 5 months without paying, how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, public auctions are sort of a reality of the industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, all we're trying to do is get our storage units back. We never recover, it's incredibly rare we recover the actual the back rent that was actually due. So yes, it is reality. The number of months are set both by a lien law that governs the state that you're operating in, as well as your organization. We're extremely conservative, so we want to give people as many opportunities as possible. Sometimes we have celebrities who are renting under their personal assistant's name, and we wouldn't know until we did our due diligence. So really, we try to be as careful as possible. So we're very lenient and conservative when it comes to that. But yes, it is a fact of the business.
So you actually have auctions?
We do. Again, it's the only way to recover your storage unit back. All we can do for somebody who's not paying for a lengthy period of time is simply to hold a public auction on the storage unit, and then the person who buys it in that auction has a few days to clear it out and return the space back to us empty so that we can then put somebody else in it.
Do you look into it first, or is it like the shows where you open it up the minute the people are there? So you really have no idea what's in it.
I believe that's how they actually are doing it on those TV shows. We don't do it that way. Typically a week in advance in preparation, we will open the unit or cut the lock in a week in advance and just kind of try to understand what's in there so that we kind of know what we're dealing with. And that goes for a variety of reasons. And sometimes there's maybe a box with a label on it that has a phone number that we didn't have of yours. And so we take that and we say, let's try this phone number. And so and we do that all under videotape. It's in front of a third party auctioneer. And then we resecure the unit until then get to the actual auction date. If the customer still hasn't paid, then we've
have you found any cool things in there?
Everyone asks this question. It is not as glamorous as a TV show. You're not going to reach into like a random boot and find pirate's gold or doubloons in there. You know, and it's really it's a grinder type business for those who are purchasing units. I mean, they're looking for, you know, four, you know, barely used tires that they know they can sell for $1,200 and they get the room for $300. And but believe me, I've definitely heard of interesting things. Certainly have heard of a story long before I started in the company about a room that was primarily filled with gold. So there's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the interesting things are really just the quirky things that are personal to somebody that don't have any real commercial value, that, mm-hmm. you know, someone's weird art project or just something that's just personal and special to them. That's the stuff that I always find very interesting than the actual commercial valuable things. Yeah.
I bet the big thing is too, because Manhattan, the rent and living conditions are very high. So I can imagine people trying to rent a unit and live in there. Do you get that?
I mean, I'm not even going to go down that road. I'll tell you this, one interesting thing that a lot of people don't know, and I hopefully we can still kind of keep it a little bit of secret, you know, being on the show. I'm coming to you live from an apartment that is inside of a storage building. One of the cool things that being a manager.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so this is I'm living in a beautiful, properly built two-bedroom apartment on the Upper East Side. Bathroom, washer, dryer, stove, kitchen, all of the full, you know, the full works. And it is set inside of our building on the Upper East Side.
No way! Wow. Wait, is everything in your apartment labeled?
No, unfortunately, I'm not following my own rules, I guess. But, yeah, we do keep these apartments as sort of, you know, it's sort of an emergency response. There's a person on site in case something happens. And it's really just sort of a caretaker of the building. And so it's one of the perks that comes with, of you know, being an employee, I guess, at
right.
Manhattan. So I'm the one who's living in the building.
Ah, oh, that's so cool. Nice. That's so good to know. Damn, I wish I would have known that when I was single. I could have hooked up with so many guys who were living in storage units. That would have been so...
Not storage units.
but in the building of, and then I could say I was in a storage unit building.
Or you
building,
could say you know? I mean, that's... you're living in the Upper East Side.
Yeah, no, bucket list.
I've definitely had some odd looks or weird moments bringing somebody back to my apartment for the first time, for sure.
You're opening your door with a lock and a combination.
Give me 1 second. I forgot the combination.
You need a key for that elevator, and then you need... It's so funny. Wow, I love that. So wait, so how do you order pizza?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a great question, actually. And it was actually, you know, before I ever moved in, I wondered the same thing, like how some of the very basic things, how does that happen and how does that work? And I actually have a buzzer that opens the door downstairs. And I mean, today you can really just have the delivery person call you and you can go downstairs and meet them. But pretty simple. I mean, you get right. around some of the basics that you never thought you'd have to overcome.
Oh, my God. Party at Satya's house. Oh, big time. Wow.
See, we learned something.
I learned that I need to label things and put my phone number on it. That would be very helpful. I like that right. idea.
There you go, yeah.
And that there's a man living in the storage building.
Or a woman.
Or a woman, exactly. Yeah. Satyam Shah, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for enlightening us. And we love you guys at Manhattan Mini Storage. I'm sure they treat you very well there. I hope they do. They're always so kind to me.
They do treat me well, and thank you so much, Cooper, for having me. It was a total blast.